Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Is tonight the new Super Bowl for commercials?
I was just thinking, like, I've never been this excited before in my life for a debate.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. So tonight is the vice presidential debate between VP Mike Pence and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris. And it's happening at 9 o'clock. It's 90 minutes long. You can be able to watch it on every major network and cable news channel. Susan Page, she is USA Today's Washington's bureau chief. She's going to be the moderator. Now, here's the thing. The 90-minute debate itself has no commercials, but all these networks are milking it with the pre-debate shows to get people to watch, and the commercial prices are nuts.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been nuts to me. The fact that there's a pregame for a presidential debate anyways. Like, I'm the person screaming, why can't we start this thing at 8 o'clock?
Right, why 9 o'clock so late?
They got to get the prime time in,
oh,
man. None of the shows are on, so they all want this thing to be prime time.
That's true. So last week for the first round of debates, which was obviously between Biden and Trump, 73.1 million people watched. So
oh, my gosh.
That's a nice chunk of America. Americans.
That is nearly half of the Super Bowl total viewing, is somewhere around 180 million or something like that.
Yeah, people are interested. You know, it's fiery and
that's
they want
amazing.
To see what they say. So they're saying that for tonight's debate, the commercial spots are running between $150,000 to $300,000 for 30-second spot.
Now, granted, Super Bowl, it's $5 million or something like that for 30 seconds. But if you look at any other time, like, that's higher, I think, than the finale of Friends. Like, that's up there, man. That's big money.
Keep in mind, too, that you can choose what network you want to go with. So, whereas, like, a lot of these things where if you're buying just for Friends or just the Super Bowl, you're stuck with that one network. You got to pay their premium. But here, you can choose between Fox or ABC or NBC or whatever.
They're all running it.
All of them. So, the top paid advertisers 4 years ago for the three debates included these guys.
So, we're taking our science and unleashing it. All in an effort to advance potential therapies and vaccines.
That's Pfizer. They spend a lot of money on advertising.
They got lots of money, that's for sure.
Yeah, then it was Jeep. Jeep spent a lot of money 4 years ago. Yeah, crazy, right? Then these guys.
We'll compete again and create again. And when the time comes, we will be ready.
Adidas. Adidas spent a ton of money 4 years ago.
Sneaker company, a car company, and then pharmacy.
And then this.
What?
Oppenheimer Funds, the right way to invest.
Right, to round out.
Well, money makes sense to me. Always when you're talking about debates and stuff like that, because it's one of the subjects that they're touching on. I could see the big pharma type, you know, characters for the presidential debate because both those guys are ancient.
Right.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me.
What I find interesting is also who were huge advertisers 4 years ago, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, Amazon Prime Video. They're promoting all the movies that were coming out. But obviously, we're not going to see a whole
There's
lot
no
of
movies.
That. There's no movies.
Right.
Right.
Who's it going to be tonight?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So I thought we would place a bet. Who do you think will have the last commercial before the debate officially begins?
I mean, that's so basically Budweiser before kickoff.
Yes.
Right.
8:59 p.m. tonight. I've already DVR'd every one of the major news networks, every one I've set up. So I'll be able to check right after it
starts.
You're
a special kind of crazy when it comes to the election season. You know that, right?
Right. Well, I'm just curious because to me, it's like, who's going to spend that big money right before they kick off? Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, do you have choices for me or I'm just coming off the top of my
head
here?
Top of your head.
Gosh, I think we're going to see some. Gosh, I don't know. Cialis. I'm going to see something about
what?
Some sort some sort of ED medication. That's what I'm going to go with. That's my shot in the dark. Some sort
Cialis.
Of ED. That's right. Sort of ED medication.
Let me write that down in case I forget. Cialis.
You won't forget it.
Right. I think Kamala was rocking Timberlands, right? And everyone was talking about that. I think we're going to see a shoe company. I think we're going to see some kind of shoe company like how Adidas came in. I think it's going to be... Yep.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a shoe company.
Can I just go with pharmaceuticals then if you're going to go with shoe company in general?
No, you've gone on
so it's got to be ED now. All right.
You never know.
I guess
so
anything's
tonight,
possible.
We'll watch the last commercial before the debate and we'll see who's right tomorrow, same time.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.